epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And a good Thursday afternoon. It is a steamer out there.
It is.
My goodness.
This week has flown.
What is the current temp?
Too hot to feel like the season opener is upon us. Preseason opener, I should say. But yes, it's still like 91 degrees out.
It is currently 91 degrees.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Windy and 91.
Yep.
So tell me about your interview this morning.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Well, first of all, I was in my happy place. I was listening to my birds, and then I had to do some work. And one of my little jobs that I do sometimes is I interview people in the world of finance. And I know you're going to laugh at me because that joke writes itself, but I've actually become pretty good at it, except today. you know, there are some new tax rules that we will all be dealing with come April 15th. And the very, very, very smart person I was interviewing about taxes and finance things was mentioning that, you know, there are these new tax credits. And if you're over 65, it's like $6,000. And then he said, oh, and if you're a business owner, there's breaks now for this. And you even get some sort of tax break on R&D. And he said,
very common phrase.
He said, I would submit to you that it is not.
Minders, do you know what R&D stands for?
Research and development.
So he's talking about R&D, and I go, oh my gosh.
Hold on for just a second. Logan, can you get to the microphone?
Well, now it's not fair. He heard Minders say it.
He's not paying attention. Logan, do you know what R&D stands for?
It's a military acronym for research and development.
Okay.
Oh, it's
you.
A military term too. Didn't know that either. So I know if in like the pharmaceutical industry, if you had said research and development, I'd be like, yeah, I get that.
Right.
And he's talking about our taxes and he's like R&D and there's a break for business owners. And I go, oh my gosh, restaurants and dining. That is awesome. I swear to you, I thought it meant restaurants and dining. Hear me out.
You're getting paid for this?
Yes. I thought it meant restaurants and dining because you can write off meals and some portion of your trips if you have a small business. So as he's talking about this, I'm already thinking, do you know how often we go out to eat? I mean, can we write all of the dinners off?
Do you know what else you can write off?
What?
Your research
and
your
development. Well, I think restaurants and dining should have been added to that tax thing.
It can be if you're using it for business.
Please do not act like you have never misunderstood, misinterpreted, or mispronounced anything in your life because we know you would be lying.
Oh, God knows that I have. I'm not going to sit here on some high horse and pretend to be perfect. I'm not. But at least I knew what R&D stood for. And when you sent me that video today, I about fell over and wet myself in the fetal position.
In fairness to me, they are coming into town in 2 weeks, and we are actually going out for a nice meal. I'm going to take them down.
Are you going to go to restaurant and dining?
I'm going to take them down to Pierpont's because they are from Indiana, and they've become really good friends of ours. They're flying in.
Didn't know the P in J.P. Morgan stood for Pierpont's.
Pierpont's from J.P. Morgan. We're learning all kinds of things on this program, restaurant and dining. And so I was thinking, well, I can write that off.
Actually, you could.
I probably could.
If
it's just not tagged restaurant and dining.
They're coming into town and you're paying for the dinner?
No. But if I did, because I did last year, I think one could write that off.
That is correct.
Under restaurant and dining.
No, that would be a business expense because you're doing this as a side hustle and you bought your side hustle.
They should call it like what instead of R&D, like snacks and meals.
S&M. That's great.
S&M. Yeah.
That's real smart.
What was your business expense?
S&M. Did she like it? She loved it.
We had some Cheez-Its. We went to Pierpont's. I don't know if we'll have time.
And then she beat me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was my morning. How was your morning?
My mornings have become very routine.
Tell me about Sweet Lizzie.
Okay, so I did not know that we did not, I hate using this word, own the dog. Until last night.
Oh, what?
We were on a temporary foster.
Yeah, like a wait period or something.
And so Hope Rescue in Leavenworth called T yesterday and said, how's it going?
Yeah.
We're like, T's like, we love her. It's going great. She's fantastic. And they're like, do you want to adopt her?
Yeah.
I thought we had already adopted her. I didn't know that there was more to do. So as of last night, she is officially a member of our family.
I would have been freaked out if they had called. Like, what do you mean? I thought this was my dog.
We went to phase two today at the house. Phase one was she would stay in the master bathroom during the day when T and I were at work, which isn't very odd. I mean, I get in about noonish, noon 30. T gets home at 4:30. So, it's 4 hours in the master bathroom. It's a big master bathroom. Today we went with the entire master bathroom or bedroom complex.
Because she now is sleeping in your bed, which didn't take long.
We put a stop to that.
Mm-hmm. So she's at least used to the smell, I don't think she's going to tear up your bedroom. And then phase three, you let her in the house, correct? All over.
That is correct.
I'm proud of you.
We moved to phase two today.
Can I also tell you, my morning was so peaceful because I have started watering the birds in the morning, and I'm not even kidding you, I water birds. I start giggling. I watered both. We've got these two big bird bath structures. I put water, and the hose doesn't quite reach, Scott, so I have to do the rainbow stream from the hose, and it goes up and then comes down and just splashes, 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 and makes this noise, and I do that for several minutes until it's full. I have no other way to get the hose over there. It's too far away from the hose spigot. Right?
Are you high right now?
No.
Why don't you just take a little bucket out there with tap water from your kitchen?
Because
just pour it in.
I like
there.
Cleaning it. I spray it out first, but from a distance. And then it's like, remember the target shooting game at Worlds of Fun when we were kids?
Yes.
Where you have to get the water in the center dot? It's very satisfying. So that's how I water the birds. So anyway,
I digress.
It takes a while for the birds to figure out when you are a birder that you are now providing food and water.
That you are friend, not foe.
Yes, I sprinkle seed around those bird bath structures.
Now that's going to grow. The seeds that do not get eaten will grow.
That's okay.
Okay.
Into sunflowers?
No, mostly weeds.
Listen to the noise. Just listen. This is my happy place. Listen.
Look at them.
I'm telling you, I am one reverse mortgage away from being a total full-on old person.
Yeah, you are.
I sit there and I watch the birds and they splash around and then they bring friends. There was like six or seven of them. I sat there for an hour mesmerized, just watching them frolic. Frolic is the word.
Can you describe the frolicking?
Oh, you know it when you see it.
Okay.
For an hour, like at 11 a.m. to noon, I sat outside and watched the birds. Might start taking Metamucil. I don't know if we'll have time.
What's that yogurt?
I know what you're talking about.
When you're an old person. Jamie Lee Curtis is the spokeswoman. Yes. What is the name of that yogurt?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
it ain't Yoplait.
Is it Yoplait?
It's yogurt for old people. Buy some orthopedic shoes.
Hang on. What is the name of that yogurt?
I know what you're talking about.
Are you going to start buying that?
No. I'm not going to start buying old person yogurt.
Okay, hang on. It is...
I mean, you used to talk to squirrels in your yard, so I feel like I'm not...
Activia.
For the aging birder.
In fairness to me, I only talked to squirrels during COVID because there was nobody else around. I was alone. I was lonely.
Yeah. I posted something today that I'm going to urge everyone to go watch, and it's from CBS This Morning, you know, probably one of the great journalistic institutions in the United States.
You're talking about the Sunday morning program?
The Sunday morning, CBS brilliant. Sunday morning program.
Absolutely brilliant.
And a photojournalist in, I think, the Palisades, somewhere in California, a photojournalist looked in this tiny, tiny little like palm tree outside of his front door and at some point noticed a hummingbird was making a nest. And we can't play this for you on the air because it's just a video montage. He set up a tiny little camera, Scott. I have never seen, we don't have hummingbirds yet. We're trying. You know, it takes some time for them to figure out that you're putting the sugar water out. This mama hummingbird, he gets it from beginning to the birds flying out of the nest. And look at this. The nest is this tiny little bowl-shaped. It looks like the cap on a walnut. Tiny little bowl-shaped looking thing. Huh. If I saw that out in the wild, I wouldn't have even known really this was a nest. It's deeper than it is wider, okay? Almost like a bowl. It's very weird. Anyway, the hummingbird sounds like a lawnmower when a camera is right next to it. Bzzz,
but you have to get right next to it.
He clearly has a great camera. And the camera, you can see in there these two tiny little birds and the hummingbird mama, and he gets this all on tape with that long pointy beak. Mm-hmm. She flies in. She shoves that stick all the way down the throat. I mean, it's all the way in there.
Okay.
And it is one of the most, I'm like, how are they not being stabbed? It is one of the most peaceful, calming, interesting things.
Romantic.
And then they do this time lapse and the birds are getting a little bigger. Mm-hmm. The birds fly the nest because they literally start spilling out of it. And then it shows the first bird kind of stand up and go,
What is it?
It's trying to mimic the mom flying.
But?
And the other little bird's like, no, having none of it. The other little bird stays back. Then the first bird gets a little bit of lift. And tries it again, and then that photojournalist gets... The whole video is probably 2 minutes long. I've watched it 10 times. It is the most peaceful, calming thing. Go to my KMBZ page. We'll put it on the main KMBZ page. It's on Dana Wright KMBZ. I think CBS Sunday Morning, it's been shared like a million times.
Well, I can't wait to watch. That sounds fascinating.
I'd love to play it for everybody, but it's just a bunch of bzzzing.
It's what?
Bzzz.
Okay, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Story here from the USA Today. Apparently, a Minnesota meteorologist is making no apologies for text messaging his wife.
Oh, did you see this?
I have the video. He doesn't seem to say a lot.
At this moment.
All right, thanks, Zach, for that. Sorry, I just had to text my wife. Baby was sleeping well tonight, so
okay,
that's going to be over with.
So pause it right there. This is severe weather, and he has come out to say people have made very hateful, awful comments, and he goes, I'm a dad and a husband, comma, and also a meteorologist. I will not apologize for texting my wife and saying, you know, get to your safe shelter place.
Does she not have a TV at home?
Well, Scott, even within our own families, when there is severe weather, I will text all of the kids and say, where are you? Don't drive for the next 30 minutes. Storms are moving in. He had a baby at home. Well, I don't know why this is a big deal. Meteorologists have families like everybody else.
Energy and Goodhue County Co-op Electric seeing the most outages at this moment.
All right, thanks, Zach, for that. Sorry, I just had to text my wife. Baby was sleeping well tonight, so that's going to be over with at this point in time. Looking again at these two cells, so really strong wind starting to move.
You know, I think
Russia.
He acknowledged it, and had he not acknowledged it, people would have just thought he was texting the producer, but he said, look, I'm texting my wife. Why is that a big deal?
So this is in southern Minnesota.
Yeah, but let's just talk about here. Like, it, you know, I'm dear longtime friends with Katie. If she was on the air and this was going down, she would say, everybody get to your safe place. Kids, if you're listening, I know I'm probably not watching this, but if you are, get to your safe place. If she picked up her cell phone and shot a text to those girls and said, you need to get to the basement, or if there's severe weather hitting Lawrence and you stop and text your child at KU, get downstairs or Manhattan or wherever, why has that drawn such a massive response because he did this?
Well, I think for two reasons, and I'm only playing the devil's advocate.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Number one, most people would think that the wife of a meteorologist would be smart enough to have her TV on during episodes of severe weather.
Not true, but go ahead.
And the other argument would be he has a job to do, and that is protect the larger general public and not just isolate two people that he cares more about than everybody else.
But he was doing both at the same time. He was at the weather wall.
No, he was not doing both.
And he's saying, we're monitoring
time.
This. And as he's doing that, he's texting his wife.
The anchor was stalling before he could throw to him. And literally, this guy is on TV on his phone texting.
You know, I hope you're really playing devil's advocate. This is just not a story. It wasn't like he was texting his wife, what are you wearing? Do you want a Netflix and chill tonight?
Watch this. This is the anchor stalling while they've got the camera on the weather guy.
Tracking the weather outages as they come. But for right now, it looks like Xcel Energy and Goodhue County Co-op Electric seeing
the camera is on the weather guy.
But he's standing now. He was maybe for 2.5 seconds looking at his phone.
That's going to be over with at this point.
I think people just like to pile on against people that are on television. That's not how I would have done it. Okay.
He has responded to the criticism. He said, in the middle of severe weather,
big old middle fingers,
I decided to take a brief moment to make sure that my wife and child were safely in the basement. That is not me being unprofessional. It's me being human. I am a husband and a father first.
Yep.
Let's all try to show each other a little more understanding and respect in
Amen.
Life.
Right. We have been on the air how long total, Scott?
Collectively?
You and I, collectively.
60 years.
60 years.
Yeah.
Do you think that the people in my family are watching the news when severe weather hits? Some of them might be. I guarantee you most of them are not. Because when we're in this business, it's just every other day. It's not a big deal to them. They don't, I better tune in to see what Dana's talking about.
I have been on the air. I'm doing two things at once right now. I'm setting up the stack and talking to you at the same time.
I'm reading a story, talking to you, and picking my chin hair.
You have not stopped picking your chin hair, by the way, since Tuesday.
I know. It started back up again.
You got out the electric razor yesterday, shaved it, and you're still picking at it.
Yep, I know. I can't stop.
It's a nervous tick.
It is. That being said, I don't know why I'd be nervous talking about severe weather.
I don't know why you'd be nervous talking to me.
Our families are not always listening. And to think that is, you know, let's not make this about television. Let's make this about what you do for a living. You know, outside of some, you know, crisis event, if you're married to a police officer or a firefighter, you're not always thinking, boy, I wonder what my spouse is doing today on Wall Street or wherever they work. It doesn't even matter. Our job is like everybody else's job when it comes to spouses and kids. And so was she watching with a brand new baby at home? I guarantee you she wasn't watching the news. I guarantee you.
She couldn't hear the thunder moving in. Stop picking at your chin. It's driving me nuts.
I can't stop. Go to line one.
Oh, my word. Sterling in Platte City. Hello, Sterling.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going to say something that my wife, we both of us been listening to your show.
Yeah.
And my wife pointed out, I got to give her credit. She says, maybe he was leading by example and like, hey, everybody should be texting their loved ones right now. You know,
it's yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, so, I mean, in reality, what did it take from his broadcasting the news? 5 seconds?
Oh, I think it's three. I think it's three.
I mean, that's ridiculous, people. And like I say, I'm going to try to look at it as on the positive side, as like leading by example.
For the record, I want to be very clear, Sterling and the others. I have no problem with what he did. There have been times that I have been, we've been knee deep into Operation Stormwatch, and I could be listening to a caller all the while texting Maya, hey, storms are moving in, pay attention to the news.
Yeah.
You've done the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think what he did was wrong.
He probably could have done it, I would say, during a commercial break, but maybe they were in continuous coverage and then you can't.
That is possible. Yes. You know, he's a young man. I'm assuming he indicated he had a baby at home.
Yep.
So he's new to the dad business. We all get a little nervous when we're new to the dad business. I've been doing this for a long time. It's nothing new to me. But he's got a wife at home and a young baby at home, and he's concerned for his family. I don't blame him.
Do you remember Rhiannon and Allie? My God, I love Rhiannon.
Of course I know Rhiannon.
They moved to New York, and they have stayed there. They've raised a beautiful family there. I haven't heard from her in a couple of months, and I get a text from her last night. She and I used to anchor mornings together. She was doing traffic. I was doing the news with Pisano, and I'm trying to remember at the time if it was Gary Amble, maybe,
I think
weather.
That's right.
I'm going to post this, but just listen. You will.
With all of the recent changes on More in the Morning, we wanted to know what people had to say.
I really like Dana Wright. She seems very smart.
I like the traffic segment. I just like the fact that there was an anchor there.
My favorite part for efficiency is having the weather bar at the very bottom.
Having the weather bar. How much did they pay those people? You know what I like? I like the weather bar at the bottom.
I like that traffic chick. She's kind of hot.
I was exactly going to say that. I was waiting for someone to go, what I really tune in for is Rhiannon Alley, who's about to launch to ABC News in New York.
Yes.
Because she's so smoking hot.
She is.
I will post that later. I laughed out loud.
I'll be honest, and if T's listening, T's listening. There is a reason I would watch 41 Action News in the morning.
For Lindsay?
Lindsay Anderson reading the weather to me.
Shively?
Well, Shively's beautiful, but Lindsay Anderson, the weather gal that just left.
Have you ever watched any of the meteorologists in Miami? Because Rhiannon Rhiannon, I'm just going to tell you a little fun fact behind the scenes. Rhiannon also worked in Miami before they ended up in New York, right?
Shocker.
the weather people in Miami, and there are some meteorologists.
Not many.
Not many. Those women cover up the entire eastern seaboard when they turn sideways, and they're not pregnant, and I will leave it at that. They are spilling out of their top.
Let's say when they turn right, you don't see New York or New England at all.
She would send me clips, and I'm like, oh, because what, I mean, outside of a hurricane, which is very serious, and then you need your A1 meteorologist people like right there. In Florida, pretty much you're saying it's sunny today. Have a great day. It's sunny today again. Have a great day. Oh, look, it's sunny. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Just like Los Angeles. People tune in. I don't know about women.
But in Miami, it appeared they tuned in for the eye candy.
I will say this as a man. I will tune in to specific newscasts local because I think the newsreader or the weather gal is hot.
That is incredibly shallow, but thank you for being honest.
Donna Pittman reads a really good newscast.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yep.
I can't tell you what she just said, but it's really good. 913-586.
We love you, Donna.
7798.
She's like an Emmy Award winning news anchor.
And yep. She reads a really good newscast.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, story here from Channel 5. A portion of Kansas City's Blue River Trail has turned into a dumping ground. City officials estimate roughly 500 tires have been tossed down a hillside next to the trail, with more scattered along the path itself. Channel 5 learned of the mess from a viewer, contacted the city. Says Alan Ashurst, the city's illegal dumping investigator, "I am surprised it took this long to get on our radar, to be honest with you. The entrance to Blue River Trail is landscaped. It's a quaint footbridge, leads to the south. The eyesore sits just north of the trailhead, which is on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, just west of Hardesty.
The Kansas City Star spoke with Wayne Ashurst, who works for the city of Kansas City. He is the illegal dumping supervisor. He is the investigator assigned to this case. Mm-hmm. He says, like, I've been here since 2011, so that's 15 years.
14.
I have never been under that bridge. They describe this as an area where people from all over town have been coming to illegally dump their waste where they believe they won't be caught. The mound
clearly
has,
they're right.
The mound has been growing for 6 months.
How do they know that?
I wonder now if they have trail cameras back there. And how do you stop this, Scott? It's a problem everywhere. And specifically with tires, can you not, is there no monetary value to the old tires for places that will take them to shred them and make
playgrounds,
turf, bouncy stuff under soccer fields? There is a market for that, is there not?
One would think. I don't know that it's a market like aluminum where you can sell it for,
right,
for money.
Yeah, people aren't dumping scrap metal under bridges.
But it might be like glass. Who does the glass?
Boulevard.
Yeah, but what's the name of the service?
Ripple
Glass. You know, you throw glass in that, you don't get paid for it. You're just getting rid of it without feeling guilty for throwing in the trash.
The penalty for illegal dumping ranges from, wait for it, $1 to $1,000 per dump, which is defined by the number of trips taken on the site. Dumping more than 500 pounds is considered a felony. Well, if you drop 100 tires off where they don't belong, mm-hmm, that's more than 500 pounds, isn't it?
Well, and look at this picture from Channel 5.
Oh, it's awful.
I mean, it is really disgusting what they've done under this bridge. And it's probably more than one person, obviously. These are 500 tires. What do you do?
You catch who's doing it, and they go to jail.
And how do you do that?
You put cameras there,
okay,
and you put cameras up where they would park. They're not driving down under there. Right. They're going to be parking somewhere adjacent to the site there and rolling them down, right? Just letting them go. Let her rip.
Maybe. All you have to do is cover up your license plate and wear a mask. And you just beat the cops.
It's just this town and trash, Scott. It's
gross.
It is a community problem.
Yes.
That other communities somehow have figured out, and I don't know how certainly other countries have figured it out, where they make trash and litter as socially frowned upon as driving drunk and smoking. It has become, in some communities, it is so just socially unacceptable that everyone self-polices that, and we mm-hmm don't have that here, and I don't know how we bring that here.
We don't even have that here necessarily with DUI. I mean, somebody gets popped for a DUI, it's like, ooh, you got popped for a DUI, but it was a DUI.
Oh, I think, ooh, have you not heard of Uber? Seriously?
Okay.
I just wish, you know, and certainly if you travel outside of this place, I've mentioned what happened when we went down to Hilton Head, we did not see a single piece of trash in South Carolina.
Well, but I think we've determined through reporting from Matt Fleener at Channel 9 that a lot of the trash, certainly not all of it, but a lot of the trash on the road is bad practices by,
yes,
by
commercial trucks. That has, correct, gotten better. But you mean to tell me that other cities and towns don't have commercial trucks? Like, the other thing we noticed down there was about every mile, there was somebody out there picking up one piece of litter. Like, you could count the litter by the mile, one piece. It wasn't anything like we see here. And I'm not talking just about Kansas City, Missouri. It's terrible on the Kansas side. K-10 the other day looked like somebody just emptied Deffenbaugh out on the side of the road.
You know why? Because it is trendy to put your name on a sign and say, we're going to clean up this street. And I never, ever see anybody picking up the trash except city workers.
I thought the Adopt a Highway thing was long gone.
Oh,
I don't
no
think they do it anymore.
They most certainly do. This section of Squibb right here, do you know who sponsors it?
It is ours, and we do it once a year.
No, we don't.
There is a call to action once a year.
And nobody answers the call.
Okay, so you can't have citizens out on the highways picking up trash.
But we have, like, near my home, There's one section of road that is adopted by the Campbell family. I drive that road 2, 3, 4 times a day. I've never seen the Campbell family. Ever.
Adopt a highway is not the way to go. It's just not.
What do you do?
You tackle this on the front end. And I've said this to the mayor before. Mayor Q, we love you. I hope you're listening. And if you are, it has to be billboard citywide campaign with a clicky name for it. Okay, like think of something very clever where the entire community gets behind. This is a problem for all of us. It is on all of us to solve it.
And how do you do that? What's the clicky name going to be?
Quit dumping. Quit dumping, KC.
Quit dumping, KC. It's got a ring to it.
If we have an illegal dumping supervisor, we can have a campaign that says quit your dumping.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Chris Minders, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Don't come back. Let's go to Jeff in the Northland. Hello, Jeff.
Casey K, Scott and Dana. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, listen, this isn't just a problem there. In Kansas City, Kansas, along Caw Drive, right by the old landfill entrance between 57th Street and the I-70 on-ramp. Mm-hmm. It's getting worse by the day. People dump everything you can imagine there. I go by there every single day. I'm an Uber driver. Right now, there are couches, tires. Somebody even dumped a fiberglass fishing boat, fairly good-sized one, just sitting there by the Caw Drive. So I don't know why they can't. Yeah, I'm not. I kid you not. I don't know why they can't do the, you know, those lot cops that you see with the flashing lights at surveillance things, robots, whatever. Yeah. I think they should put those up. I think that might help alleviate some of the problem, at least.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it's just a complete disdain for keeping things looking nice? Is it money for fear that they would have to pay to take it to the dump, or just downright laziness?
Laziness.
I think it's, yeah, number two and number three, Scott.
Fear that they would have to pay to drop it off.
Laziness and money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I got, guys. Great, great show.
Thank you, man. Really, really appreciate you saying that. Here's something else. There was a fourth one. Knowing full well that somebody else will pick it up anyway.
Yep.
So I don't care. I don't care. Somebody else is going to come along and they're going to pick it up anyway. Because they're going to feel bad about the way the city looks.
We have to start shaming people. We have to bring back shaming. Maybe we bring back, you have to stand on the roadside with a sign that says, I'm an illegal dumper.
And while you're picking up trash?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You're not going to prison. You're not going to jail.
No.
You're
going
to do 40 hours of community service, which, by the way, with all the community service that people are ordered to do every single
year. Where are they doing it?
Where are they doing it? I've never seen anybody do community service. Have you?
No.
How about this community service? You get to go pick up trash. Now, granted, we're going to have somebody supervise you.
All right.
So maybe we get you in groups of 20.
Here's where the city comes in. We make all court-ordered community service for 1 year before the World Cup gets here. All court-ordered community service is litter management all across the metro.
Fine by me.
We're so smart.
Fine by me. Who's going to supervise them?
The illegal dumping czar of Kansas City. His name is Wayne, I believe.
It's Alan. It is Alan.
Got it.
He's going to supervise
all of it. We give out some trash bags. We give out those little pokey stick things. You know, unless you murdered someone, then they probably shouldn't have those. And, you know.
Do you wear a placard?
Yes, you wear a placard and an orange vest. And this town would be cleaned up.
I'm all for it. Again, I go back to my original point. I've read countless stories about somebody who got in trouble. They were sentenced. They were given a deferred sentence of 1 year in prison or 1 year in jail plus, you know, 250 hours of community service. I've never seen a single human being.
Yep.
1 hour of community service, and I've been on this planet for a very long time. So where are the people doing community service? And why aren't they picking up the trash? Ultra-processed foods make up the bulk of what kids eat in the United States. And adults,
we wondered why everybody's a spaz.
And adults are not far behind, according to the CDC. About 62% of kids and teens' daily calories come from ultra-processed foods, according to the CDC, compared to 53% for adults. The report marks the first time the CDC has provided estimates about how much ultra-processed foods make up Americans' diets. 62% of everything that a kid or a teenager shoves in their mouth is processed food.
That surprise you?
Not at all.
Don't you think it's why our grandparents all lived to age 100? Because they ate one farm fresh egg and two strips of bacon every day. I'm not saying bacon is the healthiest thing that you can eat, but,
no, but
they ate what they grew.
Yeah.
Or they raised.
Yes. And they didn't have potato chips. Major League Baseball is calling up their first ever female umpire.
Why would you burn this? With 2 minutes to go in the hour, this is an entire topic and I can't wait to talk about
it. What do you mean it's an entire topic?
We are going to discuss this on the other side. This is huge news. It's about time. The NFL already has female referees. Now baseball's getting one. One.
Okay, I'll put that right there.
Aren't you excited?
Can't wait. Couldn't care less.
Why?
What does it matter?
I don't know. What if one of your daughters wanted to be an umpire? And everyone's like, well, you can't do that. You're a girl.
No, Major League Baseball has never said because you're a girl, you can't be an umpire.
Then why do we just now have our first one in 2025?
Because probably this is the first one that's worked her way up and is good enough to get into the major leagues.
Did you see the little league teams? And I mean like 11 years old, Scott, this week. One of them's in Oklahoma that got in trouble for stealing signals, stealing signs.
I saw the headline.
Oh my gosh, you guys, these are children. And the second base runner, he's looking at third, he might steal, he might not, is watching the pitcher. The second base runner is facing the pitcher and the catcher, starts watching the catcher's signs, and then, you know, real like on the down low, does this with his wrist. He just flicks his wrist. He's trying to tell the batter that the pitcher's getting ready to throw a fastball because he's stealing signs from the catcher from second base. And one of the umpires comes out and says, you can't do that. And then there's almost a brawl because the coach comes out and he goes, what do you mean stealing signs? These kids are 11 years old. We're not stealing signs.
They're stealing
yes,
signs.
Yes, they were. We were
That's
talking about
exactly
this. I go,
right.
This wasn't the World Series, but it was super competitive 12 and under baseball, right?
You can't steal signs.
Well, they were.
You can't time the pitcher if you're in the batter's box.
I'm pretty sure the coach on the team in question that was stealing, and I think it was the team from Oklahoma, was ejected. And then the parents get into it, and they're all screaming back and forth at each other. I'm telling you, you guys.
There are certain unwritten rules in baseball.
Oh.
And go stand in the batter's box, the on-deck circle, right?
Yep.
Okay, not the batter's box. Go stand in the on-deck circle, and as that pitcher is throwing to your teammate, swing in time and see what he does to you next. That is called timing the pitcher. They will bean you for that.
They'll hit you for that?
Yes.
Johnny said in the major leagues, if they catch you stealing signs, they'll hit you the next pitch.
Well, and if you're in the on-deck circle and you're trying to time the pitcher, just hang tight because he's about to throw it right at you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why you never see anybody time a pitcher in Major League Baseball, ever. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.